We're starting on the top of Bayan Amud Aleph, which continuing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah enumerated certain yuchsim that had come up with Ezra from Bavel. Now the Gemara is up to Geirei Becherurei. How do we know that they were Geirim amongst those people that were went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? How do we know they were Geirim? And how do we know that they were Cheruri, that they were Avadim and Shvachot that had been freed? So Amar Chizda Makra, the Pasuk says in Ezra, that there was a group of people who had separated, left, that had joined along with them. So we see that there were people who had previously been with Goye Haaretz, and now were associated with the group of people that went up to Eretz Yisrael. So Mamzerim Minola, how do we know that there were also Mamzerim with them? Dichtiv. Because it says, Vayishma, Sanbalat hachoroni vitovia ha'eved ha'amoni. So they earlier on it has a description of Sanbalat and Tovia, who are these big guns, right, in the community. And later on it says Uchtiv. Now this is talking about Tovia, who is an eved amoni. About Tovia it says Kirabim Biuda Baleshvualo, that many people were indebted or connected to him. Ki chatanu l'shchanya ben Arach. He was the son-in-law, of Shchanya ben Arach, Yochanan ben No, and his son Yochanan lakach et bat Meshulam ben Brechia. So this Tovia, who was an Eved Amoni, was married to a Jewish family, and his son was married to a daughter, a woman who was a Jewess. And Kasavar, Ovik Kochavim, the Eved Abba Bat Yisrael, Vlad Mamzer. And this is according to the one who says that a marriage between, or a relationship between a non-Jew or an Eved Kenani and a Bat Yisrael produces a Mamzer. So according to those opinions, this these relationships would produce Mamzerim. So when it says, Anich, the Mandam are Vlad Mamzer. That's great according to that opinion. Right, the Mandam are Vlad Kosher, according to those that say, which is the mainstream, that the Vlad of an Eved Kenani and Ovid Kochavim and about to show is not a mamzer, but rather it's a might be a pagum as we saw, but they're still full fledged Jews. Ma'igla Meimar, what are you going to say? The two, Mimai Davulei Bnei. First of all we know is that they got married, right? We don't know that they had children, right? Dima Lo Havulei Bnei. Who says that they had children? The two, and a bigger question is Mimai Dehoch Lo Havulu. Number two, how do you know that in Eretz Yisrael that they had him with Sliku, and then they had him in Bavel, and then they went up with him. Dilma Hatamavu, right? This story is about them in Eretz Yisrael already, so maybe they got married in Eretz Yisrael, and they had kids in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean that they came up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. Elam Yehocha, have a different process to show it. The Elu Ha'ulim, these are the ones that went up again with Ezra. Mitel Melach, Tel Karsha, Kruv Adon V'Imer. Right, so those are the people or places that joined the groups that went up. And they were unable to tell whether their parents were Jewish or not. So Agmar is going to dash in each of these locations. Tell Melech, Elu bni Adam shudomim atem lamaseh Sdom. These people whose actions are similar to the actions of Sdom, shnepchada tel Melech, that was uprooted or undermined and made into a pile of salt. Those are the people from Tel Melech. Tel Chosha, Zeshikore Abba, Ve'imo Mishatko. Right, so that's someone, Charash, from the silence. Right, this is someone who calls out to his father, and his mother says, Shashasha, because there's some questions or questionable lineage when it comes to his father, or unknown who his father is. Right? Yachol Lagid Beit Avutam. Right, they couldn't say where their, the house of their father is around in Israel. Hey, zehu asufi. That's our Mishnah, right? That's the case of asufi. Shnesaf min ashuk. That's right in from the shuk, and we're unaware of who his parents are. So until now, we have shtuki and asufi. Right, shtuki was the case that we just spoke about, where he asked calls for his father, his mother silences him, and now here we have the asufi, which is someone who has no idea who his parents are. Now, kruv adon v'imer. The Gemara is going to darshan them. Amar Rabbi Bo, Amar Adon Ani. Adon, who is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, says, Ani Amar to Yisrael Lifanai Chashuvim Kekru. Right, I said to Bnei Yisrael that they should be in front of me, chashuvim, like a kruv, kruv not like cabbage, but rather kruv, like the kruvim in the Mikdash, right, the cherubs of the Mikdash. Those kruvim are kodesh. The b'nei Yisrael should be kodesh. V'heim somewhat mam kinamer. And they made themselves like a leopard or a tiger, that they don't, as Rashi says, they're not makpid on their zugim, on their keeping their proper yichus. So the other Igadam, right? So there are others that say Amar Abo, Amar Adon. So Hashem says, Afish somewhat mam kinamer. Even though they made themselves, again, there's a play on the word imer, right? Even though they made themselves like an imer, they were not shomer on the yuchus. They still have the din of kodesh, they're still kadoshim. Lefanayim is a much more positive view of that positive interpretation. Anybody marries a woman who is inappropriate for him, now, inappropriate here, right, means someone who is not condoned by the Torah, not that it's inappropriate in any other sense because of other factors, but these are from halachic factors. It's as if he plowed the whole world and then with salt and planted salt in there. These are the people that went up from Tel Melech and Tel Charsha, and then again the list or the enumeration in the pasuk is of inappropriate marriages or inappropriate relationships. So, Amar Rabba Bar Adam Rab, gonna say each other shum mammon. Anybody who marries a woman for money, have you know, benin, sh'enin hu ganim. He has children that are not appropriate. Shinema says in Hosea, Bashem Bagadu, that they rebelled against Hashem, ki vanim zarim yaladu, that they gave birth to foreign children. Right, b'shem atumar mamon talat. So you would think maybe okay, fine. So the children weren't so good; things didn't work out for the children. But at least they had the money, married to the money. At least he had that left. Right, Talmud Omar ata yochlem chodesh et chelkehem. Right, that you will eat up in 1 month their portions. B'shem atumar chelko v'lo chelka. So maybe his portion, meaning the part that he has his nechsei stone of barzel, not the nechsei malug that belonged to her necessarily. Both of them lose. I mean, all the wealth is squandered. I think maybe it'll take a long time for all this wealth to be squandered. 1 month, right? My mashma. What does it mean? What does a chodesh mean? My mashma. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak chodesh nichnas. The chodesh yotze, that it comes in 1 month, the next month it's all gone. Avad. Right? There is no money left afterwards. Right. The person marries an inappropriate woman, Eliyahu ties him up, and Hashem is the one who gives the whipping. Right? And all these people, Eliyahu is writing, and Hashem is signing. Oilo, the potel is zero. Right? Woe is the one who ruins his offspring. And again, disgraces or creates problems within his family. And marries a woman that is right inappropriate for him.
Hold on a second. Just above when we're saying that he shouldn't marry a woman for her money, does that mean any woman, even if she is Hoganis?
Yeah. From the flow of the Gemara, it sounds like what you just said, that it's that you're marrying inappropriately to get to the money, and that's the problem. Although, truthfully, the statement could be made in a more general. Right. Now the Gemara over here, the Gemara wipes out the next four words because it's like a repeat of what we said before. The Chola Pusel Pasul. Anybody else who calls out on someone else that they are Pasul, they themselves really are Pasul. Ve'eno mizaber b'shivcha le'olam or shvacho le'olam. Anybody who is continuously negative, someone who does not have a positive thing to say. I mean, continuously negative is negative about others or doesn't have a way of complimenting or saying nice things about others, then those are indications that there is something wrong with them. Ba'amar Shmuel v'mumot posel. That when you want to know what's wrong, right, whatever he's telling other people, that's what he is. Right? Oh, Gavra. Now we have a number of stories that support this position. Oh, Gavra. The
name is Pidgam.
Yes. Says that. Oh, Gavra. Diminar da. Guy was from Narada. The Al Bay Mitzbachaya Vipumpadita. he went to visit the butcher shop in Pumpadita. Amalu, Havali, Bisra. He goes in the butcher shop and says, I want some meat. So Amalei, Natar, had the shakal Ishmael, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yechezkel. You know, the servant of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yechezkel is already here before you, right? And we need to service him. And then we'll come back to you. I mean, that you're second in line.
Take a number.
Right. So Amar Man Yehuda Bar Shvitzko. Who is this Yehuda Bar Shvitzko? Now Shvitzko was a derogatory term here. It's a Lashon Ganai. He made him like he's a gargaran. Right, that he was a glutton who ate, who wants to eat all this roasted meat. Right, this Yehuda, the son of the gobbler of roasted meat, right? So this is Rosh Visco. The Kadim Li, that's going before me. The Shaka Min Kamai, it's going to take before me. So Azlu, Amrulay, the Rav Yehuda, they went and told Rav Yehuda about what happened. Shamte, he put him into, yeah. Right, Nidui, he was Menadim. So Amru, they said in addition to this gentleman, Rav Yehuda, the Kari Inche Avde, he on a regular basis calls other people slaves, servants, slaves. After the Abdahu. Rabbi Yehuda went straight out and said, this guy's an Eved. So then, Azahuhu, Azamna the Dina the Kami the Rab Nachman. Went right away and he calls Rabbi Yehuda, he wants to have a din with him in front of Rab Nachman. So first of all, Rabbi Yehuda is in Pumpadita, right? That's where the story is taking place. Right? Rab Nachman is in Narda, where this guy came from. Right? Rab Nachman's a Dayan, he's actually the son-in-law of the Nasi, and he lives in Narda. Yehuda Bar Yechezkel, which is probably, you see later in the story, it seems to me is probably the Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda, right? So that second generation Amora, Rabbi Yehuda, is the head in Pumpadita, right? And at the time, right, you still have Surah, which was the place which at that point no longer had yeshivas. They had moved over to, right, they moved over to Pumpadita and Narada. Alright, so now, Azmei the Kameder of Nachman. I see Pitka Dazmona, they brought a summons from the court. So, Azmei Rav Yehuda Kameder of Huna. So, Rav Yehuda went to Rav Huna. I'm like, Izel or Lo Izel? Should I go or not go? Meaning that, do I really have to listen to this? So, I'm like, Mezel. He says, go ahead, go. Lo mi bayach le Mezel. Truthfully, you don't have to go. Mishum, the Gavar Rabat, that you're a great, you're a big gadol. You're the Rosh Yeshiva here in Pumpadita. For some reason, Rashi says that you're greater than him because you're Rosh Hashiva in Pumpadita and he's only in Narada. Ella, Mishum Yakwa, the Beinasiya Kumzil. But because of giving kavod to the Beinasiya, to the Nasi, again, Rav Nachman is the son in law of the Nasi. So to give kavod to him, right, then you should go. So Ato, as he went to Narada, he goes to Rav Nachman. Akshay the Kavod Ma'akwa. He gets to his house and he sees that he's making a mako, right? He's making a fence around the roof. He's doing a mitzvah. Zamerlei, lo server lamar, the hadam Rav Huna bar Yidi. You don't know, hold of this position of Rav Huna bar Yidi, I'm a Shmuel. Came in, shenitmana adam parnesa l'tzibur. Once the person is appointed as a figure of authority within the tzibur, sur batziat melacha b'fnei shlosha. Shouldn't be doing work in front of three people, and it's considered inappropriate for him to doing this type of work. The others should take care of the work for him, should be doing it for him. Be inappropriate. Why are you making mako? Amalei purta de gundaritahu de kavidna. I'm doing a small fence, but meaning that in a language he's saying basically I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah mako. That I can do myself. He's talking about regular malacha, fine, but here I'm doing the mitzvah mako. I should be able to do it myself. So Amalei. Mitzvah yotav migufa mimishluko. Right. So it's better to do it himself. So Rabbi Yehuda says back to him, right, again, I would just note here that again that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Shmuel all the time here, which is interesting because they went to the city of Narda, which is the city of Shmuel. Rav Nachman resides in the city of what was the city of Shmuel, and what you're going to see here is that Rabbi Yehuda over and over again is going to quote Shmuel. The lachos of Shmuel to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman's not going to know the dinim of Shmuel. So I think that it's just interesting. The Gemara doesn't ever mention that, but I think it's just an interesting note. The first din that he quoted from Shmuel is that a person shouldn't do work. So he said to him, I'm doing a mitzvah. And then Rav Yehuda says back to Rav Nachman, I'm like, Misanya Ma'aka Tiki Tziva Raisa. Why didn't you, when you were describing what you were doing, why did you call it a Purta de Gundarita? Why don't you call it a Ma'aka, which is what the Dosh on the Torah uses, or Mechitza de Amar Rabbanan? Well, the term mechitza, which the Rabbanan used. What are you making up a new word for? What's maka or mechitza? Is that good enough for you? Samalei Yosef Mar Akarpito. Should sit down on the bench over here. Samalei Umitani Saptal the Amu Rabbanan. Oh, Itzuba the Amre Yinche. What's wrong? You know, the language you're using, it's not sufficient to say.
I guess you could never accuse your union of trying to run around and say
diamonds. He says, right, you don't like the word Saptal, which is what the Rabbanon use, or Itzaba, which is the colloquial term. What are you using this word Arkapita for? Jamalei, Leif Omar, Etrunga. Says, come over here, why don't you have a little Etrunga with me? Jamalei, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Kol Omer Etrunga. Right, anybody uses this term Etrunga, Tilta Beramat Rucha. Right, again, it's one third of him is this haughtiness about him. Right, why? Oh, etrog. Either use the term etrog to declare you a rabbanon, like Rabbanan says. Oh, etroga, the Amreinche, or the colloquial, right, the Aramaic, which is etroga. Where do you come up with this etroga word here that you're using? Right, so again, by the way, he's quoting Shmuel again, which is Zamalei lishdeimar anbega. Says, why don't you have a little drink of anbega here, which is a kos, right? So the guy's a kos shu revi'it, the cup that is a certain size, like a revi'it. That they used to drink some sort of regular drink in there, whatever the drink was called, they drank it in this anbega. So I'm like, misani isparbus, the kari rabbanon. Do you don't like the term isparbus, which is used in brachos that the rabbanon call it? Well, in fact, amreinche, or the in fact that would be the colloquial term for it. Yes, it's clear that he wants to show Rav Nachman that it was inappropriate for Rav Nachman to call him to din over here. So what he's showing him is again that. Everything Rav Nachman does, if you're just showing him that, how could you call a guy like me over here against him? Amalei, Teite Donag, right, Tashkina. So he calls over his daughter, named Donag, and she says, come over here and give drinks to us, to the guests. So Amalei, Achem Mar Shmuel, get it called Shmuel, Eimishtam Shabishak, right? So he says, you're not allowed to use a woman to service men, alright, it's inappropriate. So he says, Tanahi, says that she's a minor, so it's not a problem. So he says, Refavish Amar Shmuel, again, Eimishdam Shabisha Klau Ben Gola Ben Ketana. It's irrespective of whether it's Gola Ketana. It's inappropriate for women to be servicing men, right? So Nesjadale Mar Shama Liyalto. She says, "Let me send regards. Why don't you send regards to Yalto, which was his wife's name? I mean, Rav Nachman's wife's name was Yalto, and he's saying to Abihuda, maybe you want to send regards to my wife. I'm like Alchemar Shmuel again." Ko b'isha erva, right? That the voice of a woman is considered, right, an erva, and therefore it would be inappropriate for me to say hello or greet your wife, because then your wife would have to speak to me. If your wife speaks to me, that'll be ko b'isha erva and be inappropriate. So he says. Okay. Efshar ayadei shliach. He says to him, why don't you do it derech shliach? Why don't you do it derech a messenger? Samarlei, Alchemar Shmuel. Again, right, Shmuel says, Ein shuali b'shlom isha. You're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to give regards to a woman. He says, ayadei balo. You're doing it through me. That might be a regular person, but through my husband, that should be okay. Samarlei, Alchemar Shmuel. Ein shuali b'shlom isha. Well, we don't ask. What? You know, no questions asked. I mean, you don't speak to a woman even through her husband. Okay, now we'll just take a slight diversion here, because number one, Encholim Bishaklau, we know that the Malachim show up to Avram Avinu and they say to him, Ayei Sarai Shtecha. So how could it be? What do you mean you don't send regards? You don't ask? You don't inquire? That's just it's very good.
That's how you doing? That's greetings.
Excellent. So Tosa says there's a difference. You can ask the husband and inquire as to the wife's condition or how she's doing. It's appropriate to ask her the condition of one's wife or how the wife's doing. But what's inappropriate is to send regards to the wife, even through the husband. So there are two different things. You can inquire as to her welfare through the husband, but not that he's going to the wife or saying anything. The wife is specifically speaking to the husband. On the other hand, it's inappropriate. What isn't inappropriate is sending those regards or, right, in any way, giving some sort of form of connection to the woman, even through the husband. And again, Rashi says, Avir, she remarkably above at that time, well, it gives a sense of building relationship. Right, this is today, you know, electronic relationship. I mean, that is some sort of relationship that's going, even though it's going through another party, right, it creates that some sort of chiba or some sort of regibut between them, and that is inappropriate. Second thing to point out here, which is important, and Shaul raised the point, is here, what do you mean, Kol Bisha Irva? Right? Is she singing over here? So it's clear from this Gemara that it's not, that Kol Bisha Irva has broader application than singing. But, and this is an important but, there's certain halakhot like this that have to do with cultural norms. Right? So when we say Kol Bisha Irva, that's a objective halakha, right, that doesn't matter on the cultural norm necessarily. And therefore, when it comes to singing and items like that, Kol Bisha Irva is an objective irva. When it comes to certain things like this, speaking to a woman or hearing a woman's voice when she communicates with you, calling that Kol Bisha Irva, that will be subjective to cultural norms. And that's something that extends beyond the objective halacha of what is Kol Bisha Irva, extends to what would be considered cultural norms. Now, there are many tshuvos about that in modern day. One of them that I heard quoted from Rav Shech, I looked it up last night, in the Michas Shlomo, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, sent a question to Rav Waldenberg, and over there it's to Rav Waldenberg, and in his Michas Shlomo he has a little claim over there. And the one of the time he said, he has a clip from that, Rav Waldenberg sent it back, and he says that he was happy to hear about a letter that he got from Rav Waldenberg, and there he asked him a question. He says that the halacha is about you're not allowed to walk behind, the Gemara says you're not allowed to walk behind a woman. It's better to walk behind a lion than it is to walk behind a woman. And he says that every day that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to wait for the bus, he used to go on the bus, and there were Eishet Talmidei Chachamim there. There were wives of Talmidei Chachamim there. And that it became a very uncomfortable situation because Shlomo Zalman didn't want to walk in behind the women necessarily onto the bus because that would be a violation of the Gemara. And on the other hand, the Musim, right, the cultural norm was to chivalry, to allow the woman to go on first, and that's more appropriate, and to say hello to the woman. So he wrote to Rav Waldenberg. Rav Waldenberg sets him back from the Likutei Yosher, some sefer, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman goes more extensively, writes about it there, that idea of not going behind the woman is, again, a cultural norm, and therefore in a time period or a place where chivalry or the social norms dictate that a woman goes in front of the man, that no longer has the same standing as when we have in the time of the Gemara, when the Gemara made such a statement. So Zalman goes on and mentions his other things about halacha, meaning that people aren't as embarrassed anymore, so it's not, it doesn't matter in front or in back. There's a lot of other things that he has.
If you wouldn't go in back, when you would go in front of her, then you would
right, so sure, very good. Hey, very good. So someone's asked is that what are you going to fix? Because even if you go in front of her, there's always another woman there that's going to be in front of you. So it's not, are you really going to solve anything? That he does mention as well. But he brings this idea, and from the Likutei Yosher, and he also brings it from Rothenberg, that there are certain aspects of halacha that are measured by cultural norms. I mean, there's certain objective, lines, red lines that you can't cross in terms of objective halacha. There are all certain things that do have to do with the subjective cultural norms, and this will be one of them. This Kol Bisha Irva, it's mentioned in Kiddushin, right, is not mentioned in the face of singing, rather just in conversational, and that will be subject to cultural norms if women normally communicate. But again, that they, how appropriate or how much one communicates with a woman, that still will be, right, should be guarded or, right, made, done in a way and in a manner that doesn't go beyond what should be considered nimusim. It can be considered well-mannered, right, and not appropriate for interactions between men and women. Right, now, Shalkalei Debitu, his wife, who's over here, Yalka, who's over here in this whole conversation, finally, Rav Nachman, you said it with a lot of forbearance here, his wife finally says, Shirley Tagre, Delin Shavach Kishar Amaris. He says, get on with his din, so he doesn't make you look like you're Amaris here. Get him out of here. Let's get this going. Shalkalei, Ma Shiatat De Demar Hacha. I mean, why are you, like, what did the wind blow in over here? Like, why are you here? What floated you in over here? So, Amarlei, Tafka Das Manukta Shadar Mara Batrai. You sent me a summons. That's what I'm doing here. So, Amarlei, Ashta Shuta Damar Lo Gumirna, Tafka Das Manukta Mishra Dano Lamar. So, he says, listen, I don't speak with a clear language like you. I don't understand your language. I can't speak so well as you do. Right, then I'm going to send you I'm going to call you to din over here. And he said that it would be, I'm not even on your level. I can't communicate in such a clear and concise or good language. And I'm going to send you a summons. So he says, he pulls out the summons, right, from in his shirt or his pocket, whatever it is, and he shows it to him. I'm like, hi, Gavra. Hagavra Vadisco. He says, here's the summons, and I'm the guy that's written in the summons over here. So I'm like, oh, Vatamar Lahalka. So, all right, since you came already, tell me what's going on. They shouldn't look like they're favorites over here that I'm letting you go without dealing with the din. So, alright, let's see what's going on. So, I'm like,
should
you ever go in here? Here he is. You'll see in a second. Why did you put him in to write Nidui? He said that he caused pain to a Shliach Midrabbanan, and that's the din. So he says, Nate. Amar, why didn't you at least give him lashes instead of putting him into communication? The Rav Mangib Kol Mandim Tzar Shluch the Rabbanan. Rav used to give lashes to anyone who used to give pain or cause problems for a Shluch the Rabbanan. He says, "Adat Minei Avdilei." He says that I did better than that. I mean that Shamto is a better form. It's even a higher form of punishment than giving Malkus. We say that in other places that Shamto is like karavot, like swords and all these other awful things. So therefore, I already did. I did something much better. So it says, "My time is Maralei to Abdu. Why did you go ahead and announce to this guy that he is an Eved?" So I'm like, "The Rug of the Karin Sheyavdik," because he calls other people Avodim. Vitani, and we know, call a Pusel Pasul. Right? Then anybody who calls other people a Pusel, he himself is Pusel. And Ve'enu Medaber B'Shibchol Le'olam. And again, someone who never has a positive word or a good word to say about others, and then you know already there's something wrong with this guy. Vamar Shmuel, and again he quotes Shmuel. Just say that Shmuel. But Mumo Pusel. But then, if that's what he's calling other people Vadim, then we know that he is an Eved, because it's the Midah Keneged Midah, in a sense, meaning that he's calling them that. That's what's wrong with him. That's the Imar De Amar Shmuel the Mechushle. Says fine. Shmuel says that to be chashash, that you should be chashash that he's an Eved. So how could they lay me Amar? Like to make a go ahead and announce the guy's an Eved. Who says that? So the Hachi v'Hachi, right? In the meantime, Amalei Hau Bardina the Rabbi Yehuda. So he says this Bardin. So here you go. Shaul is here. Says to him, the Didi currently Avdo that Tino Mibeit Chashmonai Malko. He calls me, and he's calling me an Eved. I come from the Chashmonai dynasty, right? I'm part of the Beit Chashmonai in Yonavi Yoma, and therefore, how could he call me an Eved? So he says, what? Exactly. Amalei Hachi Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel says. Kol damar beit Chashmonai kaitina avdu. Anybody who says that he is from the Chashmonai dynasty is a Eved. Samalei lo zara lamar lahad amar rav amar ravuna marav kol tamar chacham shumar alacha uba. Right. Anybody who gives a halacha, sack halacha. This is what I meant about din. Right. Because over here you have Rav Nachman who is the dayan. Right. And you have Rav Yehuda who is the bal din. All of a sudden, Rav Yehuda brings up a halacha that he hasn't mentioned before. All of a sudden, it's a halacha that anybody who comes from Beit Chashmonai is called an Eved. So now this is a new halacha that he's only telling over for the first time from his Rebbe in the context of the din. And so this is, like I said, that I'm a Rav, anybody who's giving a psak halacha in the middle of a din, imko de maase amra shomimlo. If he does it before the din, then okay, we can believe him because we say he's not dogeya badavar. But already, imlav in shomimlo, we don't listen to him because he's now dogeya badavar, and it casts aspersions on the fact that now all of a sudden he remembers halacha, right, that he said over from his Rebbe. Where was it until now? Why all of a sudden is he bringing it up now? Samalei, ha'ikar of matno, the ka'ikar of ati. Right, there is this Rav Matna who also knows about this halacha. So he says, Rav Matna lo chazil and nardah shleisa shani. Rav Matna has never seen nardah, hadn't been in nardah for 13 years. Hayoma ato. That day he showed up in nardah. So I'm like, Dechir Mar, my Amr Shmuel. Right, he says, do you know what Shmuel said? He says, Kikai chadokara guda vachadokara bimabro. So when Shmuel had one foot on the bank and one foot either on the bridge or on the boat, right, Amar Lehachi, Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel says. Called Amar the Beit Chashmonai, Malko Kaitina Avdahu. Right, this is whatever this halacha that Rav Yehuda just quoted from Shmuel. Here, Rav Matan. I'm sorry. Also was on his way and on the way out, and he quoted the halacha from Shmuel.
Remember what Shmuel said.
Lo Yishtar Minayu Elehai Ravita. What's the reason? Because there was only one girl left over, this young girl that was left over from Beit Chashmonai, because Hordus killed out the entire family. Hordus was an Eved to the Beit Chashmonai. He went ahead and he eliminated the whole family, right? He killed out the entire family in order to make himself into the king, take over as king. And then he presented himself as the king, but even though he was Neved, they became presented themselves as being from Beit Chashmonai, and that's how they got quote unquote Yichud. The Salka, so there's one little girl, the Salka, the Igra, and she went up to the roof, and she raised her voice, anyway, because Beit Chashmonai is an Eved, because I'm the last remaining remnant of the Beit Chashmonai. She jumped off, or she fell off, and she died. So therefore, there's no possibility of having a kosher yichus from Beit Chashmonai. So anybody who says I'm from Beit Chashmonai is clearly an Eved. So then Rav Nachman himself in Narda went ahead and announced that he was also an Eved. Right? So Al Yoma Akarin Kama Ketubat bin Narda. On that day, a bunch of ketubot, a bunch of marriages were dissolved in Narada. I would have thought because maybe he was the aide on the ketubot, but no, the reason is that Rashi figures out that they were mishpachot, that family. This whole family then was problematic, and all the marriages to this family who were supposedly before miyuchasim all of a sudden turned out to be avadim. So all these marriages are mechaktos, basically. They're going to fall apart. So he says, "Ki nafik, nafik abatrei, nafik abatrei lemirgame." So after Rav Yehuda is about to leave town, it seems that the townsfolk did not like what had happened now because he now has caused problems to the town. So they ran after him. They brought the rocks. That's a familiar scene. They brought rocks to throw at him because they did not like what he had done. So Amar Lahu, so he says back to them, "Ishtiku, shtiku." He says, "Listen, if you guys keep quiet over there, I will remain quiet. Evo, if not, Meglina Alaifu, Hadam Shmuel. I'll reveal another thing that Shmuel said that you're not gonna like. Karte Zarayata Ikabe Narada, there are two families in Narada. Chadam Ikrai Bei Yonah, one of them is called Bei Yonah, it's the family of Yonah, and Chadam Ikrai Bei Orvati, the other one is called the family of Orvati, the Simanech. And you know which one is which, the Tamei Tamei, the Orev, which is Tamei, is Tamei. Tahor, Tahor, that the Yonah, which is the Tahor bird, is Tahor. It's not clear, by the way, it's not clear to me whether that what happened here is the two families got mixed up, and the Kosher one was considered Pasul, and the Pasul one was Kosher Kasher. So I'm not, the question, the Siman here, is that the Siman for the mix-up, or is that the Siman what it should have been? And that's unclear to me from the Siman over here. Either way, he says that he's going to tell them what's really going on here. So he goes, Shaibi Lahu Rigmei Miyadayu, they dropped all their rocks into the river. Rakam Asma Dinara Malka. There were so many rocks when they threw them into the river that it actually dammed the river of Naramalka. That's how many people were out there ready to get from Yehuda. After he makes this statement, again, quoting Shmuel and Anarda, they drop it into the river and Makas Rav Yehuda Bepupadita. So Rav Yehuda announces in Pupadita, this is the gears of Rashi, right? Because it's Rav Yehuda returned to where he lived. Meaning in Pupadita, this was always Makas. There's an alternative gears which says that it's been Narda. But that while he was still in Narda, that he did a little more. A little more problem. He says, Ada Yonatan Avde. Ada and Yonatan are Avadim. Yehuda Bar Papa Mamzeri. That family, or this guy is a mamzer. Bati Bartuvia Beramut Rucha. Right, that's Bati Bartuvia was so hardy. Lo Shakyo Gita de Cheruto. He didn't ever pick up his Get Shichur. To mean that he's an Eved. So because he was so hardy, he didn't bother to pick it up, and therefore he's still sounds like he's still expecting an Eved. Makas Rabba Mechuzah Blai Denai Klai Malai Zagai Kulam Liso. All these families are problematic families. Amar Rav Yehuda Govai Givonai Durnanita Darai and Sinai or Durnai. Oh wait, let me read this right. Govai, any family with a family name Govai are really Givonai. Are really Givonim. They're from the Givonim, which are right again not Jews. Right. On the other hand, call that anybody has the last name Durnanita, meaning they come from Darai Nitinai. What is Darai Nitinai? It means Dar means the Kfar. They come from the village of Nitinai, which is the Nitinim, right? Or the Natin that's mentioned in our Mishnah. That's also the Givonim. Right? So both of these are, right, inappropriate. So the fact that they have this surname, or this family name, is indicative of who they are. And they are descendants of the Givonim and Nitinim, and they shouldn't be married into their families that are not Jewish. Rabbi Yosef says, Hai Beit Kove, the Pumpadita, Kulam Abde. These are Beit Kove of Pumpadita. Rashi says it's a Kfar Samuch of Pumpadita. It was a village that was near Pumpadita. It was called Beit Kove. Anybody who lived there, right, was a considered an Eved. It was considered an Eved or came from the family of Avadim.
Yesterday we said that Ezra took up all the
absolutely.
Absolutely,
the Davenport is here. It's leftover, right? It's that construction of the second base Mikdash already. So a lot of people might have gone back to Bavel already at that point. All right, Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Arba Meot Abadim, Ramada Arbat Abatim Abadim, Ayuba Pashchor Ben Imar. This guy Pashchor Ben Imar lives in the time of Yirmiyahu. Okay, he had either 400 or 4,000 Abadim. Bekulam Nitmeu Bikuna. All of them got mixed up. Nitmeu is here from Dimuah. Dimuah means to get mixed up. They got mixed up in the families of the Kohanim. But Kol Kohen Sheish Bazut Panim, Inu Lemehem. Any Kohen that has a brazen face is a, right, doesn't look like what should be, he's one of those Abadim, one of those mixed up families. So Rabbi Ku Yatman, Beshura Dibinarada. They all live, or the other gift says Besuria Ubinarada. They all live in these areas. Upligid the Rabbi Elazar. This argument from Rabbi Elazar says, Dama Rabbi Elazar, Merit the Kohen Bazut Metzah, Kaltaher Acharaz. If you two konim that have this metzach, that have this either haughtiness or brazen faced attitude, don't worry about them. They are still konim. Shnemar v'amecha. It says in Hosea when it's describing the people, the kohanim. So it says, "I'm kumirvei kohen." Your nation is like the konim who are cantankerous, who are argumentative. You know that it's interesting here that you see the psychological connection that the Gemara draws between people who are right. Cantankerous people who are argumentative, who always are looking for a fight, and Azut Meta, right? And a certain amount of hardiness and brazen facedness mean that a person always feels like they're right, right? It's an attitude who's always going to be fighting about, right, everything there. So he says that over here, Rabbi Lazar says it's not so negative because Kohanim are known to be a little bit on the hot-headed side, and that is, you know, part of their nature. So I'm Rabbi Abin, I'm Rabbi Adam, Rabbi Kona Seishash, and Ogenetlo. Back to anybody who marries a woman who is not appropriate for him. When Hashem places the Shekhinah on them, Me'ida Kol Shvatim, Me'ida Olav. He places the Shekhinah on all those that have proper Yichus and not on them. Shnemar Shiftei Ka, Edut L'Yisrael. So, Eimatai Havi Edut L'Yisrael. When is the Kodesh Baruch Hu an Edut to Israel? Zman Shvatim Shiftei Ka. When they are the true Shvatim, when they have the true Yichus, they come down. These the yichus is that there's inappropriate, meaning that he married an inappropriate woman, inappropriate, getting halachically inappropriate, then again you have a problem, because Kashar Shpok won't be mashu shkinato on him. Right, Amar Rabbi Chama
Berebi. Meaning that she's not mature,
it means that she's Priscilla. Right, exactly. Amar Rabbi Chama Berebi Chanina, Kashar Shpok mashre shkinato, in a mashre al mishpachot miyuchasot shvi Yisrael. He's only mashre the shkina on those mishpachot that have yichus, that have proper yichus, shenemar. At that time, I will be a God to all the families of Israel. It doesn't say to all of Israel I will be a God, right? But rather it says it, Ella l'chol mishpachot, right? It says only to the families. Ne'ema yuli la'am, and they will be for me the nation. This post we just quoted from Yirmiyahu, right, this is a maila that a Yisrael has over a gear. What is that? Yirmi Yisrael Tibu, by Yisrael it says, Ma'itim lehem lelokim, behemi yuli la'am. I will be for them a God, and they will be for me a nation. What's first? The fact that I am their God, then they're my nation. Be'ilu be'gerim tiv, it says by the gerim, in Yirmiyahu, quotes the pasuk from above, by the way, the same pasuk that above, it's in that same section, says, ki mi, who's there, arav et ribo, lagesh de'lai. Who is this that has, you know, raised up his heart to come close to me? Who's that? That's a, right, a ger, who's now, you know, his own volition of his own heart comes close to Hashem. No, Hashem, ba'itim li la'am. And they become my nation. And I will be a God to them. So first they must come to be an Am, and then they, me a God. By the way, it's just a pull you'll say from being a Ger. That's the only way it can work. Right? Only way it can work is that they come to be an Am. But I'm saying, that is the Milo. The Milo is that Hashem chose Klal Yisrael.
The point is that until he joined Am Israel, he wasn't there.
Right. Exactly. I'm saying, even though it's right, it is the natural outcome of being a Ger, but nevertheless, the Jews are Jews because of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's relationship with us. Right, that relationship is makes us the Am to Hashem. On the other hand, the Ger only becomes a connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu because he joins the Am first. Again, that's the idea. All right, Kalbo Kashim Gerim So Kesapachat. Gerim are bad for Klal Yisrael or difficult for Klal Yisrael Kesapachat like Torah. Right, Shnemar Benilba Ger Alehem Benitzpachu Abet Yaakov. The Ger will join them and will be Nitzpachu means added on or adjoined to Beit Yaakov. Yaakov Nitzpachu Ktivatim Aseitz Kesapachat. So those two nitzpachot, the pachad deals with a ger. Alright, I'm Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Right? Okay, very good. So Tosfos and Rashi deal with it over here. What I will do, I'll ask your indulgence, we'll do it, you know what, we'll stop here and then I'll do it tomorrow with you. I'll go over this tomorrow and I'll explain to you. Rashi and Tosfos have different interpretations of what to do with the ger, about why, how do we deal with the ger in this context of the Gemara being negative about it.